I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Thursday, July 27th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And so let's begin. You know, how wild and dystopic. Perhaps we could just begin with some of the headlines that you'll find over at republicbroadcasting.org. We could start there. And maybe unpack those a little bit, but let me just give you an idea. Real quick, some of the top headlines with maybe a flavor of opinion, just a little flavor of opinion, not too much. Well, maybe in some cases more than others, but Jerome Corsi's article republished from the American Thinker, a leading climate scientist expresses doubt about the veracity of the global warming movement. They called it climate change. I thought climate change used to just be seasons. From the article, a new book by a leading climate change scientist gives reason for hope that the light of truth is shedding a few rays into the dark dystopian ideologically driven pseudoscience known as global warming. With the 2023 publication of Climate Uncertainty and Risk, Rethinking Our Response, geoscientist Judith A. Curry, PhD, acknowledges that in 2007 she, quote, joined the consensus, end quote, in supporting the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Changes, IPCC's fourth assessment report, as authoritative, quote unquote. What changed her perspective was ClimateGate, the 2009 hacking and unauthorized release of emails from the Climatic Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. The email exchanges between climate scientists and IPCC authors confirmed her concerns and suspicions, quote-unquote, that politics and personal agendas had encroached on the IPCC assessment process. And, you know, obviously there's much more to this discussion. You can go back again to, in particular, the Club of Rome's working paper the limits to growth and the book, the subsequent book, the Limits to Growth was published back in 1972, and that gave way or gave birth to the subsequent book some two decades later, The First Global Revolution. And basically the premise of The First Global Revolution is that man is his own and the planet's worst enemy. And so if we could just unite mankind under the propaganda line that man is destroying the planet, so if we could just get rid of enough people, then things would be fine. And you know, along the way, of course, we've had things like that guy who gave a TED talk titled Innovating to Zero, where he had that equation which begins with P, which stands for people, and all of the services that follow, all of the things that follow are a result of people using services that produce carbon, apparently. And this person says, if we could just get if one of these numbers has to get pretty close to zero, you can sort of intuit which one he thinks particularly should get close to zero. Anyway, one of the most salient and provocative arguments against all of this nonsense, if you don't read The Limits to Growth and The First Global Revolution, is Kary Mullis, the Nobel Prize winning scientist who invented the PCR test, the guy who said that it's not designed to be used for what we saw it used for during the COVID shenanigans. He said that this climate propaganda is hogwash, and he articulated specifically why that years ago. You can find that on some of the video streaming platforms. I think you can still find it on YouTube, in fact. Anyway, if you're not familiar, maybe look that up. And also, for that matter, if you're not familiar, look into the Club of Rome. Remember on this network, folks will remember that Alan Watt used to remind us of this quite a bit, and the Club of Rome really kind of spearheading this initiative, and you know, other things corresponding with this, like the 1992 Rio Earth Summit. As soon as they have the book, The First Global Revolution, which, you know, the tagline of the book is a report by the Council on the Club of Rome. Who is that? And who are they? And who are they to say anything about how you live your life? Or, and, you know, more recently, a good series of entries would be the Truth Stream media videos, where Aaron and Melissa Dykes in particular talks about the obvious absurdity of the talking point that somehow you and I are responsible for destroying the planet, but you and I are not responsible for engineering products that are designed to expire or wear out. We are not responsible for planned obsolescence, which has been a thing in effect for nigh on 100 years now in American society anyway. And so she keeps reminding us, you know, we are told by the Club of Rome contingent, the First Global Revolution is, you know, we all have to be good stewards of the planet, but are we the ones responsible for designing and marketing products that are intended to wear out in a short period of, an increasingly shorter period of time? And how good is that for the planet? Maybe we should start making things that last a lifetime or longer. Wouldn't that be good for the planet? But obviously that wouldn't be good for sales and the first money game and so on. So that's also a good reminder. So that's an interesting article. There are people who are seeing the light, so to speak. There's a fair amount of that that, in a very esoteric sort of way, is revelation of the method and designed to draw people in to this conflict model where we're all fighting something. So in this case, fighting climate change. And for that matter, Jerome Corsi is always a curious figure to me. He's, the part of the ultra-conservative contingent. And some of the things he writes about Islam, for example, are, I would say, dubious, to be kind. Again, this conflict model. So some of it is legitimate people, you know, actually seeing the light and seeing that many of, if not all of the things that we see coming to us from establishment channels are propaganda designed and intended to provoke us to some kind of reaction. But a lot of that, a fair amount of that, is revelation of the method kind of stuff. So speaking of how wild and dystopic, next headline, and this article is republished from CBN. When American Idol star realized Satan was real, he left the occult and followed Jesus instead. Jewish gospel singer recently opened up about the spiritual warfare he faced in the entertainment industry and how that eventually led him to give his life to Jesus Christ. And, you know, this is an interesting discussion. I mean, I've been talking about there is the biblical thread through pretty much everything that I've done lately that wasn't quite so pronounced in the early years of this broadcast, but it definitely has been increasingly lately. And I think that corresponds to, again, this sort of revelation of the method and the reality as Jimmy Levy found out, there's a reality to this, despite the Baudelairean quote that the finest trick of the devil is to persuade you that he doesn't exist. Again, just as a reminder, my personal opinion is the devil has really just one weapon, which is the power of suggestion, or, you know, in this case, influence and persuasion, which should make us more suspicious of Bernaysian efforts, for example, to influence and persuade us. Basically, you're trying to mislead people. Propaganda, in that sense, there is no such thing as white or black propaganda. It's all essentially a violation of, I would argue it's a violation of the command that was issued, you know, as part of the Ten Commandments, essentially, you shall not bear false witness. So, you know, again, getting back to these simple, we don't have to get carried away. I talked about the moral economy yesterday. What does this mean? In the absence of God, the Marxists have to try to counterfeit these things that are very simple. And when I think of the moral economy, it's pretty straightforward. And we can find it in the Golden Rule, Matthew 7:12, in the NASB 95, and everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets. It's all summed up in that. do unto others as you would have done unto you. There's the moral economy. Congratulations. No more discussion is needed. Similarly, the ninth commandment, you shall not bear false witness, seems to dictate that Bernaysian propaganda, influence, and persuasion campaigns are off the table. Anyway, Baudelaire observed, finest trick of the devil is to persuade you he doesn't exist. This gentleman, Jimmy Levy, realized, contrary to the gaslighting and the propaganda, the devil is in fact real. So, from the article, Jimmy Levy found fame after appearing on American Idol in 2020. Although he did not win the title, Levy was still able to begin a musical journey in the entertainment industry. It would lead him down a very dark path before he ultimately found Christ. And, quote, when I was in the industry, I became very lonely, depressed, and realized how dark it is, Levy told Fox News. 25-year-old said he witnessed many musicians dabbling in the occult and witchcraft. Should we play, gosh, what's her name? The one that no one would ever suspect, but I mean, she's, you know, and she's openly a Satanist. Gosh, what's her name? Belinda Carlisle. Should we play Belinda Carlisle at this point? If you do a search, you know, there are several videos, I think even on YouTube, that you can find that talk about Belinda Carlisle's dabbling in the occult and satanic kinds of things. But, you know, she's one of those people you wouldn't guess. Anyway, speaking of this kind of subject matter and how crazy these days, how wild and dystopic, there's been all kinds of stuff going on. The situation with Jamie Foxx is something that people have commented on. When Jamie Foxx, I think it was when he was around the time, wasn't it around the time that he mentioned the Quincy Jones controversy that just never seems to go away? Here's how, he was talking about how Oprah, and he's talked about this in the past, I think, but, you know, how Oprah was really responsible for introducing him to Quincy Jones. And there's the Kovacs aspect of that, where apparently he was asked to get vaccinated. I know that Ice Cube has talked about that. The vaccination thing. Why are all of the studios saying that? I think that was on Joe Rogan that Ice Cube was talking about that. Memory serves. So there's a bunch of this kind of stuff flying around. The things that Dave Chappelle has said, the dark Hollywood stuff. Remember, you know, everybody refers to that interview Dave Chappelle did with Oprah when he came back from Africa back in 2006. But the one that was, I think, more revealing was his sit down with James Lipton at the Actors Studio. That was the one where he really kind of unpacked why he did what he did. I think more, you know, maybe, and he said back then, maybe Hollywood is sick. You know, you want to say that these people like Martin, he talked about how strong these people are. He said, Martin Lawrence is a strong guy. He said, you know, I watched Martin Lawrence have a heart attack and return to the set the next day. He's a hard, you know, strong guy. And he said, Dave Chappelle said to James Lipton in that interview, these are strong people. And he said, nobody is sitting down with you, James. There are no weak people sitting down with you. So this is happening to someone like Martin Lawrence, who shows up at the studio the next day after having a heart attack, asking if Dave is okay. He says, maybe the industry is sick. And now we're seeing that just never seems to go away. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
You know, it's interesting, not to get sort of sidetracked. I want to go through some more of the headlines, but, you know, there are some interesting things happening, and there's a lot of crossover here. You know, the NXIVM stuff was interesting. The ties of NXIVM to the Mormon community, the fact that the Sound of Freedom is coming out. There are a lot of Mormon folks, including executive producers, and you know, the studio Angel Studios picked it up, and you know, Tim Ballard, a lot of Mormon folks surrounding that. But somehow the Mormon trafficking subject just doesn't seem to ever get discussed. But you know, we had the Me Too stuff, we had the Pizzagate stuff, which was really, I think, came to light primarily because of the emails that were released by WikiLeaks. I think it was around that time that Julian Assange really came under fire, and he was accused of being one of the kinds of people he was exposing, and he said, hey, you know what, that's not okay. And then all of a sudden, you know, some other things came out, and, you know, it's been difficult to get proof of life for Julian Assange for quite some time, and to get people to really understand what the implications of all of this are. There were some interesting things that happened during Me Too. There's sort of a revelation of the method aspect to all of that, you know, turning everyone, sort of desensitizing people to the issues of human trafficking, child trafficking in particular, victimization of children and women, et cetera. You know, basically trying to desensitize people to the victimization of the helpless, the most defenseless among us is kind of the idea. And it is a terrible thing, but again, you know, obviously that's, these kinds of things that get revealed are horrifying, but is it really going away? And are we being drawn into a more esoteric kind of work of the hierarchy type of agenda? There are a number of folks that would argue, yes, that's what's actually happening. I would be among them. I would be numbered among those who would argue it's much more esoteric and it's revelation of the method. But along the way, some curious things happen. One of the things that I thought was most provocative about the Me Too stuff was that I think some people got rolled up in that. You know, you listen to the names that I mentioned, you know, the things that Jamie Foxx said about, you know, Oprah sort of being a handler for Quincy Jones, the things that, I mean, people have talked about the things that Tupac said about Quincy Jones that you can't find on the interwebs anymore. And Tupac said he was going to spell it all out. You listen to the music that he was making and some of the things that he was saying, things that he was mentioning, you wouldn't expect 20-something to know some of the things that he said. And so basically these people are talking about, you know, and then if you hear in this discussion, you hear Tupac, usually you hear Will Smith. Look at what happened to his kids. Look what Will seems to be doing with his own son. How his son says that now, you know, apparently he's a homosexual. Sort of reminds me of Jordan Peterson saying, you know, people say when I get to a certain place or when I'm more safe and secure in my life or career or whatever, I'll speak out and I'll tell people what I really think. And he says, you won't do that because by the time you get there, you will no longer be the same person. And there are these dark forces that rely on that, compromising people, suborning people, if you will. I think this is a thing that's been happening particularly in Hollywood for a long, long time. You can dig around and find, is it Palm Desert, I want to say? That is, the kind of the, has been historically Palm Springs, I think, is what I'm thinking of. That has been, you know, kind of a haven for folks who identify a certain way that's not necessarily, that might be controversial to their audience. It seems like Hallmark is having a lot of that stuff go on lately. There are a lot of, suddenly there are all of these actors who, you know, are publicly identifying as homosexual. So,
you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, sure. Real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is July 27th, 2023, Thursday, July 27th. And so a number of things happen with this kind of revelation of the method stuff. Part of what happens is, you know, the exposure desensitizes us all. There's a certain aspect of there's kind of an implied message that there's kind of an innate sense of helplessness that's kind of inbuilt. People, the message is well, you know, we played the clip recently, Brian Jenkins unpacking the soundbite, this theater from his Rand Corporation paper back in his monograph back in 1974, International Terrorism, A New Kind of Warfare. And, you know, as he said in a clip that we played recently, terrorism is theater. It is designed to target the people who are watching it. It's not what you see on television, for example, unfolding is not designed for the people that you see targeted on the screen. It's designed for the people watching. They're the ones who are actually being terrorized. They're the targets of the terrorism. And so in this sense, you know, when you see things like the Me Too movement, and you know, you hear about Pedogate and Pizzagate and all this other kind of stuff, the emails, the, you know, kids as part of the Clinton Foundation, Clinton Global Initiative type stuff, Haitian kids ending up in strange places in Idaho, you know, where this kid's parents, those kinds of things. There's a certain amount of that is pumped out and fed into the general public that gives people a sense of helplessness. There's not, you know, you're powerless to do anything about it. It desensitizes people to it. And then there's also the aspect of you know, as one person put it, when the police came to school and kids didn't know about drugs and they introduced the DARE program, which, you know, stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education. That's the acronym. DARE stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education. The kids started saying drugs are really expensive, was the acronym. And so what it did was pique their curiosity. Speaking of the power of suggestion the devil has, you know, so you introduce this thing, you say, you know, these things can happen. You should never do this. Never, 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 never. So some kids started going, that's interesting. I wonder what this is all about. Same thing happens with this trafficking stuff. Some bold and daring kids may try to, you know, experiment with stuff, and other unsavory characters might try to do the same from a different perspective. So you have that aspect as well. But, you know, one of the things that I thought was curious about the Me Too movement was there were certain people who got rolled up in it. You know, I think that there's a certain amount of suborning that goes on in Hollywood. People get compromised so that they can be kept in check, in a sense, kind of like the intelligence community does. And Hollywood and the intelligence community have always been close bedfellows. You know, you think of the situation with Bill Cosby, the things that Dick Gregory said about Bill Cosby, and the fact that he was on the late night talk shows talking about how he was trying to buy NBC, and basically not allowed to. But, you know, was a few, I think the way he put it, you know, so I think it was it Letterman who asked him? I always can't remember. I think it was Letterman who said, so what happened? And Cosby joked that he was just a few $100 million short, but it was more than that, obviously. And, you know, if you're not familiar with that story, maybe listen to what Dick Gregory said about his research into Bill Cosby's son's death on the side of the road. You know, he was found obviously with all of his belongings, including thousands of dollars of cash. He had run flat tires on his Mercedes. So what happened? And basically what Dick Gregory was saying was that Bill Cosby was sent a message. Stop trying to do what you're doing. And then along comes this. Did Bill Cosby do some of the things, at least, that he's accused of doing? Maybe. It's quite possible that he got caught up in his own cult of personality and was sort of, in that sense, a victim of his own success, being suborned himself, possibly. I think that's a very real possibility. And that happens for this reason. So you hear these stories about folks, like I said, you know, things that Jamie Foxx has said recently, the stuff that Dave Chappelle said going way back to 2006 about people wearing dresses, these strong black men in particular, being effeminized and essentially humiliated as a means of a metaphorical sense, you might even call this a form of buck breaking. You know, I think that some people have actually even talked about this. I think that's what it is. I mean, essentially, if you look at the pattern of the dresses, like Dave Chappelle said, or the stories of Quincy Jones, and, you know, things that people like Tupac have said, and what Jamie Foxx has recently shared, and the stories that have circulated for decades about Quincy Jones, that seems to be what that is. And whether the concept is, you know, a hoax or not, as has been alleged by some folks, interesting that, you know, you can see articles. William Spivey wrote an article about this fairly recently, that, you know, this concept is a myth. It's a hoax. It was made up. But it seems to be happening. I mean, that is the context of the stories that are told about Quincy Jones in this sense. So why are people telling these stories that might damage their careers? What would the purpose in that be? So anyway, back to the interesting sort of collateral damage of the Me Too stuff. Bill Cosby seems to have been one of the people who was particularly targeted. I've mentioned many times that watching the 2008 State of the Black Union, the people involved that, and what has happened since then. I mean, we don't have Michael Jackson, we don't have Prince. Tavis Smiley was swept up in some of the Me Too controversy and said, whoa, not me, but, you know, Tavis Smiley had those interesting and provocative interviews with Prince. And, you know, we played some of the things that Prince said in those interviews. Very interesting. Speaking of the climate change stuff, you know, Prince was talking about chemtrails. Dick Gregory, speaking of chemtrails, said, you know, what are you putting in my malt liquor? What are you spraying on people? Talked about manganese, what it will do to people. And since then, it seems the dissenting voices, if you will, at the 2008 State of the Black Union have been silenced and are, there is a push to make sure that they're forgotten. So just some interesting, maybe, you know, food for thought. Probably worth moving on at this point. So that was the second headline. One American Idol star realized Satan was real. He left the occult and followed Jesus instead. There are a lot of things like this, I think, floating around these days in the headlines, designed as part of the revelation of the method to desensitize us and sort of acclimate and anesthetize us to these things that are happening, get us to feel like there's a certain inevitability about this. You're powerless to do anything about it. But as I said yesterday and the day before and have been saying lately, obviously that's not the case, hence the propaganda. And so the best thing that we can all do is pray. And like I said yesterday, I hope that we all pray for one another. Next headline. COVID vaccines implicated in expected Western nations' drastic population decline in coming years. This is something that a number of folks have been talking about. You know, we speaking of the climate nonsense and shenanigans, man is his own and the planet's worst enemy. We have this population explosion. Elon Musk is one of the folks who said, Newsweek even carried an article about it, population collapse is an existential problem for humanity, not overpopulation. And Elon tweeted, population collapse due to low birth rate is a much bigger risk to civilization than global warming. And so people have been talking about this. From the article, subheading, CIA, DOD, and Rockefeller Foundation confirmed as architects of Deagle.com 2025 depopulation forecast and current mortality rates imply COVID vaccination has made it a target that could be hit. So from the article, in a world where reality often seems stranger than fiction, the machinations behind global events can be an enigma wrapped in a mystery, shrouded in a conundrum, perhaps. One such intrigue revolves around Deagle.com, an obscure online entity known for its exhaustive data on military capabilities and eyebrow-raising depopulation forecast for 2025. We can reveal that recent findings appear to link Deagle directly to significant players on the world stage, the CIA, U.S. Department of Defense, and the Rockefeller Foundation. And current real-world data on excess deaths in the West strongly suggests Deagle's depopulation forecast is not just an estimation, but in fact a target that is on track to be hit thanks to the deadly effects of the COVID-19 vaccination. Even, you know, we played the clip recently of Bill Gates weighing in and saying, you know, we've hit peak baby, and you know, talking about some of this stuff. And the last headline that we'll throw in this segment, ex-U.S. Marine. These are all RBN headlines, obviously, over at republicbroadcasting.org. Ex-U.S. Marine accused of training Chinese military pilots fights extradition to the U.S. And this is actually a CNN article republished from CNN a few days ago. Former Marine Daniel Duggan once flew Harrier jets for the United States, taking off and landing on Navy carriers during the international missions as part of Marine Attack Squadron 214, based in Yuma, Arizona. That was over 20 years ago, but his activities since leaving the service is now the subject of a U.S. indictment that alleges he used his specialist skills, to teach Chinese pilots how to land planes on aircraft carriers, claims he denies. Since last October, Duggan, 54, has been held in a maximum security prison in regional Australia as his lawyers fight an extradition order approved by Australia's Attorney General to return him to the U.S. to face trial on charges including money laundering and conspiracy to export U.S. defense services. So if you're not Henry Kissinger's pal, you better not be doing these kinds of things. You gotta be a pal. Speaking of him, stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I gotta tell you something new.
don't want to hear. I'll never know you.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. Speaking of how wild and dystopic, and speaking of the what I call high-profile deviants, you know, Jim Breuer has also been saying recently, in recent months, if you knew the things that were going on and the things that people were doing, you wouldn't follow half of these people. But, you know, speaking of revelation of the method and of the syncretic agenda, syncretist agenda, Jim also has been part of the Reawaken, you know, Q-related crowd, and so that's interesting. Whether intentionally or otherwise, I think he's feeding into that kind of revelation of the method agenda, and so that's eye-opening and provocative as well. We've played the clip recently of General Michael Flynn reciting the speech, you know, reciting as a prayer the speech verbatim of Elizabeth Clare Prophet, theosophist Elizabeth Clare Prophet. So what's that all about, and why hasn't he explained how he came by that speech, why he used it as a prayer? Why would you do that? I mean, there's no good reason to do that. So that's, I think, in summary, how wild and dystopic I would say. These kinds of things happening out in plain sight, revelation of the method, desensitization of very satanic forces. But then that's exactly what the work of the hierarchy explains in precisely the sort of fashion that Pike's letter to Mazzini, August 15, 1871, outlined. So, I guess in that sense, it's really not that surprising. So, these are the strange times in which we find ourselves. And it's pretty obvious that the religious current, if America was ever Christian nation, the religious current that is leading culture and politics now is very anti-God. It's very Marxist in nature, I would say. And so here we are. This is a sort of parting fun fact. Speaking of the moral economy, which, you know, again, I mentioned over the last, well, few days throughout this week, and the concept sort of developed by British Marxist social historian and political activist E.P. Thompson. I mention how these people are always, they always have some kind of what, you know, what people might call Christian background. And you know, Karl Marx, obviously Carl Jung are a couple of figures who come to mind. Thompson was born to a minute in the second hour. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.